Welcome to Adventures in Growth Hacking, strategies and techniques to put your company on the fast track to business growth. Today, we're speaking with Tracy Shadis, CEO of Global Background Screening, an HR consulting firm offering a full suite of background screening and drug testing services. GBS helps their clients integrate with their ATS, that's applicant tracking system, to efficiently process all of their applicants for onboarding, as well as performing the background screening. Tracy joins us today from Atlanta. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks. Please say hello to my podcast partner, Charles Epstein.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
Hey, Tracy, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. Sure. So getting right to it, tell us, how did Global Background Screening come about?
So growing up, my dad had a private investigation agency. I worked for him during high school, during college. And back then, that was actually before background screening was really an industry. So people would call a private investigator if they needed information on anybody, whether that was an employee, you know, a potential spouse, a business. So once he retired in 2004, I started my first background screening company. Now here I am 25 years later, and Global Background Screening is actually the third background screening company that I have owned.
Wow. And you say that you can do background screening checks anywhere in the world, yes?
Anywhere in the world except Antarctica.
Well, you got to get to it.
The only one working on that one.
Yeah, I've know a few folks at some campsites there in Antarctica that need some checking on.
They need sun screening, not background screening.
Yeah, there
well,
you
that's
go.
True. That's an excellent point. Tracy, what gap in the industry does GBS fill?
So what we've tried to do is just simplify the whole screening process. The people that we deal mostly with are human resources professionals. And so, you know, these people are inundated with payroll benefits and the background screening, among other things. So we've really tried to just make it as simple as we can by making it more like an Amazon type shopping experience where you get in, you order, you check out, and we handle the rest. So, and another thing that we do different is we do employment screening. We do tenant screening. We also do fingerprinting. There's companies out there that just specialize in only employment screening, or they only do tenant, only do fingerprinting. So we do it all here so that we can be, you know, the one-stop shop and you know, take care of everybody all at once.
I'm assuming you could do fingerprint screening right from one's computer, or maybe it's requiring a mobile device.
They actually, well, you know, digital fingerprinting is now the thing. And so they go to, we have locations all throughout the U.S. So they actually go get digital fingerprinted, and then it's channeled straight to the FBI.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting. You know, by the way, one of the things we do here on our podcast is we do our homework. So if we have a technology person on, or somebody who's developed an app or written a book, we've either read the book or put the app or the technology through its paces. So I have some familiarity with your platform. But for our listeners, how does your platform work?
So we are one of the first companies to offer a true e-commerce platform, you know, when it comes to background screening. It's also a very transparent process. So it's literally just like shopping online. So you go on, all the pricing is listed, you select your services, and then you check out. It's as simple as that. The next step is you wait for the background report to show up in your inbox, usually within, you know, 1 to 3 business days, depending on, you know, where the search was conducted.
Yeah, you know, I have to say it is a simple
process.
It is. You know, I've been on the site, I've checked out the platform, and it is as intuitive as you describe.
Yes.
We're speaking with Tracy Shadis of GBS. Tracy, I see that you do social media screening. I imagine that's a growing part of what you do. Can you tell me a little bit about that specifically and what kinds of activities get picked up on social media background checks?
Sure. So social media screening has gained a lot of ground in the, you know, recent years. We have a lot of clients who choose it as, you know, the main piece of the background puzzle, while we have some clients that don't do it at all. The platforms that we check are going to be LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now we've even added Google. So what we're doing is we're scraping for keywords such as, you know, violence, drugs, hate speech, you know, insults, bullying. It'll even show what groups you follow or what groups you belong to. So we can get very detailed and creative with that scraping technology. But we also have some clients that are actually, I mean, they're literally looking for just certain keywords. It's amazing what this technology can do. But even though, you know, that's being scraped, we also, if everything comes through our in-house quality control. So a human goes over all of the information, you know, just to make sure that we have it correct.
Yeah, this seems like a really powerful and incredibly useful service to the extent
it's
very.
It really is. It really is. And a lot of people get really freaked out by a social media search. And one of the biggest misconceptions is that, you know, we never ask for password information. We cannot do that by law. So the only thing that we're seeing on our end is just what's public out there.
So what are some of the reservations
out there on social media?
What are some of the reservations of the companies who are not using your social media background screening component?
You know, the social media part is FCRA compliant, but a lot of companies are just afraid to, you know, they feel like that just going a little bit too far. They'd rather stick with the traditional, you know, methods of doing the court record searches and that. But yeah, it's getting really popular to do that, though.
I can imagine. By the way, I'm curious, do you specialize in particular industries or does global background screening work across the board?
We do not. You know, there's no industry, there's no company that is immune from, you know, hiring a bad apple. Every single business out there is a prospect. You know, GBS works with companies of all sizes. We have local, you know, bakeries that we work for all the way up to Fortune 500s and literally everything in between. Mm. No one is immune.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tracy, who is currently using GBS?
You know, I keep saying that we're customizable, but businesses are using us that just want more from their background screening partner. They truly want those customizable options with flexibility. They want the security of knowing that we'll keep them informed on the laws and the, you know, requirements in their state. So we deal with people that want total control of their screening process. Right now, we also have a community partner program that we started earlier this year. A lot of trade associations and nonprofits have joined. And what that's doing is it's allowing them to go out to their network of their members, their sponsors. They offer them a discount on our background screening services. And then in return, we donate a portion of those profits back to the nonprofit agency. So that program has really, really taken off. So right now we're doing a lot of work for nonprofits and the trade associations.
Wow. I can imagine that's a really, really attractive membership benefit. And a lot of these membership organizations are looking to sweeten the deal.
Yes,
and the more the more they can offer the members, the better. So I'm curious, how did your partnership with CuriousCheck come about?
Well, it's funny because I had a guy in the Philippines who built my website. You know, they do a little bit more cost effective over there. But it was hard because every time I needed a change on something or, you know, anything that I needed with my website, it would take days for us to just, you know, kind of get together and, you know, put an extra word in or any change that I needed to make. And I guess one day I gave him too much. So he just ghosted me and I literally never heard from him again.
Mm.
I wanted someone here local that I could, you know, build a relationship with and someone who could get to know my business and know everything about it. I came across Carlos at CuriousCheck and I'm telling you, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, that he revamped my whole website. He's the one who turned it into, you know, the e-commerce platform that we have today. He continues to do all my SEO and a lot of other marketing programs. And as I always say, you know, I can talk background screening all day long, but I am not a technology person. And that's the aspect that I was missing that Carlos and his team have totally brought to the table. So
yeah,
he's really taken GBS to the next level. And, you know, we have thousands of people coming on our site daily, you know, and he gives us, you know, real reports to see how many people were on there, what services they're looking at, how much money they're looking, you know, what services they clicked on, how much money that adds up to. So he's just been an invaluable partner. And I highly recommend Curious Check, Carlos at Curious Check.
Yeah. You know, again, I've spoken with Carlos about their SEO methodology and my company, Backbone Inc. We're a marketing public relations company, and we've dealt with some SEO companies in the past, and just about every day we get some sort of solicitation. And very few, actually, I would go so far as to say none of them have really delivered on their promises, what they purport to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Carlos does. I've seen it. I've seen other companies get the benefits. Obviously, you're testing, you know, to those benefits. And what a lot of people don't understand, it's not a one and done. And Carlos makes that very plain at the outset that it's not going to happen overnight, and it requires commitment, and it requires consistency and vigilance, and he brings, and his team brings, all of those things.
Yes. And I could, you know, somebody like me, I could really get taken advantage of in that area, because I truly know nothing. But I felt comfortable with him from the get-go. And, you know, like I said, not only do I trust him, but I have seen the results. I've seen what he's done for our company. So, you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing partnership.
Yes. It's like finding a great auto mechanic.
I'm telling you, hey, and my husband's an auto mechanic, so I'm covered.
Well, there you go.
There I go.
So well, you killed two birds with one stone. You found a husband and an auto mechanic, and then Carlos, you got the missing piece, and now you're set, Tracy.
Yes.
That's terrific. Tracy, we really do appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on Adventures in Growth Hacking.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We were speaking today with Tracy Shadis. She's the CEO of Global Background Screening, an HR consulting firm offering a full suite of background screening and drug testing services. Tracy spoke to us today from Atlanta. You've been listening to Adventures in Growth Hacking, strategies and techniques to put your company on the fast track to business growth. Thanks for listening.